The car was to her right and had the right of way, but it hadn't been there a moment ago when she had moved forward. It had seemed, quite literally, to have come out of nowhere. Allison knew better than to explain all this to the operator, but in truth she had no idea where she was. Craning her neck to look out the windshield, she saw a street sign, Saw Hill Road, and reported this.
"Hold on," the operator said. "Okay, you're in Sherman. I'll send an ambulance right away."
"Please tell them to hurry," Allison said. She called her husband from the hospital and told him about the accident, about the car being totaled and her injured wrist. But she didn't tell him that all around her doctors and nurses were barking orders and the swinging doors were banging open and shut, and a small boy was at the center of it. A small boy with a broken skull and a blood-spattered T-shirt. But Charlie knew soon enough. She had to call him back to tell him not to come to the hospital. She was now at the police station, and there was silence for a moment, and then he said, "Oh, God." And whatever numbness she'd had was stripped away. She flinched, told him, "Don't come," and he said, "What did you do?" It wasn't the response she'd expected. Not that she had thought ahead enough to expect anything in